Welcome to the VPR Cafe. I'm Rick Sengary. Winooski has gone from industrial mill town to forgotten neighbor of Burlington to hip hotspot with cool restaurants. Well, the food revolution hasn't ended yet. Here to tell us about the latest thing to happen in the Noosk is Sally Pollack, who writes for the Save and War section of the Burlington Free Press. Sally, welcome back to the VPR Cafe.
Hi, Rick.
This place that we're going to talk about is called Incubator. Where is it? What's the basic idea behind it?
So Incubator is in Winooski on Falls Way, sort of a little adjunct, little shoot off of this traffic circle. And the basic idea, it was started by Misery Loves Company people who had a bakery there, MLC Bake Shop. And when that closed, they started thinking about other uses for the space. They still bake there, their breads and pastes and desserts. So Aaron Josinski, one of the owners, and his cohorts thought, as they said, that the restaurant industry, in their view, was in a state of disrepair. And they began thinking of ways to also, in their words, construct a new paradigm. And they thought about this space and the number of interesting, talented, smart, creative people around and wanted to open it up to any person with some kind of idea or interest in food. And that's what they did. And they call it Incubator.
Well, explain how it works.
It works. And it's really quite simple. It works that if you have an idea, email Aaron, tell him what it is. And they have this restaurant space. It's a little dining area. And you rent it. And you can pay either $100 flat fee, your choice, or 10% of sales, gross sales. And Aaron and Misery have the liquor license, so they will serve liquor and purchase it and be there at the bar. And then you can do what you want with it.
So it's a pop-up, and people get it for what, a night at a time?
18 people have used it, 18 people organizations since it opened earlier this year. And some use it every other week, and others have used it on a one-time basis. And it's really, I think, getting its footing in a way. You know, people or have ideas for more and wishes for more. So,
what kind of food can people find there?
Polish food, Caribbean food, tacos are sort of mainstays there. And some of the people who cook there have little catering businesses and don't have the sort of enterprise or resources or time to have a full-fledged restaurant. One group who's there regularly is Taco Gordo. They have a cart on Church Street Marketplace that's seasonal, and this was a way to keep their food out and alive during the off-season.
This is the VPR Cafe. I'm speaking with Sally Pollack of the Burlington Free Press. We're discussing Incubator, a new pop-up food spot in Winooski. Sally, what do customers make of the place?
Well, as one man I talked to said, it's cool. So, you know, I always think that's the best word, you know, when I get it in a quote. It's like, yep, that's the ultimate compliment, I think. And I think they like the variety and the energy that it brings, just the new, the fact that it's changing and has a sort of rotating cast of people, food, characters, ideas, brings some energy and kind of livelihood to the neighborhood.
But what about the people who have invested in storefront restaurants? Is it impacting them in Winooski?
I didn't talk to people about that or hear about that. But my guess is, in general, when I've done some reporting on when new restaurants open, people think that bringing in new ideas and new people actually adds to the general kind of, you know, dynamic and enterprise of the neighborhood and area. So, you know, and it was kind of cool. You know, Aaron, they're working hard at Misery, of course. So he dropped off, I was there once for Polish food night, and he dropped off two cases of Polish beer, just kind of laid it on the counter and went across the street to cook, you know.
You told us a little bit about the people who are utilizing the space. Tell us more about those people.
So one woman is named Louisa Bloomberg, and she has a little sort of catering business. She makes food out of her home called Louisa's Homemade with Love, and she's there every couple of weeks. And I love Polish food, and I think you do too.
Oh, yes, I do. And pierogies, skołomki.
Yeah, and like I said to Louisa, you know, I just got sick of burning my hands, pulling leaves off cabbages out of boiling water. She told me she doesn't even notice anymore. She just sticks her. But anyway, I gave up making stuffed cabbage years ago, even though it's maybe one of my favorite foods. So here it's just, like, for me and many people, I think, a flat-out treat of pierogi, borscht, stuffed cabbage, kielbasa. Affordable food, delicious food. As she said, you know, this is simple food, and I want it available for everybody. If someone's walking down the street with a dollar in their pocket, I want them to be able to come in and eat. And her father was there, and it was very sweet. He said, you know, we travel back to Poland and we remember the food, and, you know, both having it and when they travel and remembering it since they've moved to the States. And this is real Polish food.
Has it been used for anything other than these pop-up dinners?
Yeah, a woman named Ren Wiener, who is a baker and who's sort of a food activist, I guess you would say, has a group or a loose affiliation called Food Fight Vermont. And they've met there a few times. And this is a group that's just discussing issues in food. Or it's really open, and whatever people want to talk about, they do sort of food justice, or they might talk about gleaning or dietary ethics. They've met there a few times. And in a way, that ethos of that group fits, I think, with Incubator, because these are experimental ideas, thinking about, you know, issues that food-related issues that people care about. And like Ren said, that she just thinks the more spaces that are open to community members to think about ideas, to be creative, to share, the more vital a place becomes.
Now, Incubator is used by a lot of people who have food trucks, food carts, or sell at farmers markets. So will it continue through the summer?
It will continue through the summer, though those people may not be there. Charlie Sizemore, who runs Taco Gordo, who's been using it every few weeks, said it was just successful for these guys beyond what they imagined, and that the first time he went, and I have to get my math right here, the first time he went, he chose to give 10% rather than pay $100, thinking that he wouldn't do $1,000 in business, and ended up paying more than $100 because it went so well. And for he said, A, it was a way to stay relevant when they're cart in the off season of carts, but also they actually sort of grew in a culinary way because they had a kitchen to use and started making homemade tortillas. And so now they're sort of compelled, want to keep doing that. So it meant a lot to them just in terms of their brand as well as thinking about the food and making the food.
The space is called Incubator. It's in Winooski. Sally Pollack writes for the Save of Words section of the Burlington Free Press. Sally, thanks for joining us again at the VPR Cafe.
Sure. Thank you.